Bang! Hello! Oh, hello.
Yes, it is I.
Dark City Show, everybody. Thank you for joining us, the ones who have. Please join us on Bob's Backyard, who we just lost this time. Susan, Australia, just fell off the line. And we just lost DC Damage. Skype again, there you go. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it this evening. Never seen anything like it. I'd just like to let whoever know that who's been messing around with our DC damn been successful. It's now no audio and it's dead. So we have lost one of our servers completely and totally. Just going to try.
But we carried on.
Yeah, fortunately, some of us have foresight and we did band together a while ago and build the second server. Which has now took over. It is limping. It's still a juvenile. It's not quite right, but it has once again one of our Dark City crew has stepped up when required. So yeah, I need to actually talk to somebody about security. I think eventually.
Or insecurity.
I don't know, man. We're getting a hell of a lot of coincidences happening at the same time. I have now removed the IRC connections to Bob and Dan. Not because I'm paranoid, just because it's a process of an elimination. Why do these servers run perfectly all day? In and out, no problems at all, until a show comes on.
I think we need to lay a little trap to work this system out. And maybe there's a little a way we can find out.
Again, I've been looking towards it's us setting it up. It is very new. We are going to have teething problems. I have got no expertise in Linux at all, so I mean, I have been really relying on the people around us and the crew at Dark City to get this together. We did actually know, this was going to happen at some point, so better it happen now. And yeah, I just want to confirm that Dan is dead. There's no audio coming from Dan, so we did have issues with it yesterday, early hours of this morning. I don't know. I haven't discussed with others what actually. I did attempt to discuss with Jim today, but I haven't heard from him all day, so I don't know what's happened there. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm down to teething problems, but I hope something can be running so perfectly like that. And it has. It's run really solid. And then just totally. It has no audio capabilities at all. Claudis. Settings have been changed. I have no idea how that's happened. None at all. It won't be done because all the actual testing has been done on Bob over the period of time. So for the listeners, Dan and Bob are actually servers. Dan, Bob and Jim. You might have seen them log on to the IRC chat room, which you can get on any IRC client. If you log on to the Undernet, you enter the channel hash Bob's Backyard. Oh, excuse me. Anonnet, Undernet. What am I talking about? Go on IRC, get on the Anonnet, and go on to the room, Bob's Backyard. Join Bob's Backyard. And, you get the chat room there. So some of you in there have actually seen them. DC Dan, DC Bob, and DC Jim. DC Dan's got his own little character. He always asks you if you're single, if you come in the room. Hence the joke about the server jingle we've got out there, dating the server. One of the most desirable individuals on the internet. perfect in form, good character, self-supported, not very mobile, of course. But yeah, so we've had a bit of fun with that. But yeah, we have actually had major problems with these, or at least one of the machines today. So, hey hum, eh? Sent to try us. Of course, we do have the original backup servers we can drop back onto, which we're endeavouring to stay on the free platform, because it is. That's it. Everybody could actually do what we are doing now. And Dan is actually writing that. He's actually writing it all out. He's written a couple of manuals, so I'm really proud of that. He's written a book, or a manual, on, I think it's Cladis. Trying to get all these new names in my head. So, yeah, Dark City Report. I like to try and tell you what's been going on a Sunday. I'm a little bit punch drunk at the moment. I've just done the 2 hours with Rickshaw, and do put a lot of hours into during the day in trying to keep these ready to run. So you can imagine our frustration this evening when it's all working and then suddenly we lose audio settings. Really is very strange. Very strange indeed. Oh yeah, there's the original one, and it's not actually got any audio on it at all now. It's completely disappeared. So, hey, we'll get there. We'll get there. Like I say, we've got some good people on the team, and I'm sure we'll sort it out. I don't actually really suspect anything is untoward, to be honest. I don't. It's like with anything else new, I'm still going down the lines of teething problems. But currently we've got zero viewers, according to Caster. But when I actually go and look at the administration panel, it's saying that we've got, well, a page full. So, yeah, bit strange. Little bit strange. And we are losing people on and off the end. Mind you, that's Connor who's popping on and off there, so... nice to have Connor with us. His internet's not brilliant. He did a cracking little set yesterday. If you were lucky enough to catch that live, if not, I think it'll be going up on the podcast as soon as I hear from RoboWippy. Their Dark City is crumbling all around us. Is it, heck? Well, if it does, we'll make concrete. So what was I going to tell you, besides the trials and tribulations of the technical issues that we've been suffering, we have got, as you can hear, DC Bob, the second server. He's almost there. We think the issues have been with him that we tried to downgrade to 32-bit operating system, and that we were running a smaller buffer size to try and get a better latency. Now, what that actually translates to, in your terms, is a nice stream. It doesn't start breaking up and going on and off, and it's all nice and calm and selective, and you get a good sound quality. That's what we're trying. So what we've done is we've actually give it a worse latency and a bigger buffer size, but that's give it much more stability, and that's what it's about, giving people a stable platform to be able to place their art, speak their word, tell their truth, and so forth. So there we have it. Maybe it's time for DC Bob to take his leading role. He hasn't had much chance, has he? Dan's just retired. but I'm sure it's software. I'm sure it's something we can get his head around, and we do have a pretty good backup system for Dark City Radio now. So we were going to have a little bit from Sarah, but she's fell off. We don't know what's happened there. Her audio is terrible. We're having a night of it. But these little things, you know, every time we come up against a problem, every time we come up against an issue or, you know, a challenge in our lives, we are, I suppose that we either stand up and we face it, or there might be the fight or the flight. You know, we have a few reactions to it. But once you've got over, or you've gone through the trial or the tribulation, or, you know, you've navigated, or you've overcome the obstacle, you then got more character. You have more depth into your personality. You have more strength. And above all else, you've learned how to navigate another pitfall, how to solve another issue or another problem. So, again, just going off what I was saying on Rick's show about integration, about bringing so many different people with different ideologies and different positions, social positions, and, you know, political, religious, different ideologies, to bring us all together into a place where, you know, we can interact, you know, where it isn't pointing the finger of blame. It isn't that. It is people kind of holding their heads up and, you know, I messed up, my apologies, it went wrong. You know, tonight, I haven't had to apologise. I didn't do anything wrong. Things broke. We recovered and we re-recovered and we recovered again. And a good team. Dawn lost her internet repeatedly. She got it back, you know. Lee's microphone wasn't in. It's just little bits and pieces. And, but together we prevail. The stream's still up, still going out. And if you lose the main caster stream on the website, don't worry. The shoutcast stream, the new one is off the website. If you lose that, just go and type the old one back in. We said we wouldn't leave them behind. They got assaulted. They got attacked. That's what happened. They were flooded. They've had to repair there, just as similar as we've had. Same thing. They're back now. And we've rejoined them, so we're there on the old caster, and it's still there. Of course, we're not putting it through the website. We're not, because we don't want it. We want to give you what we tried to the best of our ability to give you what we said we would. Men and women who do the best to do what they say. They're walking their walk, talking their talk. It's no good just doing the talking the talk. We have to walk the walk as well. We have to walk. So, yes, I will endeavour to recruit Sarah back into our little... Jolly, look, there's another one. I think we just lost another one. Oh, I think that might have been Susan just arriving and leaving again.
No, that was myself, Bob.
No, you're still here. Susan's just gone.
Can I throw in that we also have Mikhail and Nicole with us and Jan, Eric Hansen?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Mikhail, and I think Mikhail wanted to bring something up.
Oh, yeah, well, just before you do, of course you can, Mikhail, but before you do, and welcome back, Jan, excuse me, I'm all over the place at the moment. Thanks, guys, for being here with us on the dark side. Lines are open, 0161-298-0298. If you want to throw some questions at Jan or Mikhail, please do so, or Skype us at Bob's Backyard. So join in. Mikhail, please, take the floor, mate.
I know, I kind of put Mikhail on the spot there.
No, it's all right. I was just mentioning that over here in the United States, in New Orleans, there was a Mother's Day parade, and apparently 12 people just got shot. And I was reading the article, and it says, a door-to-door search is being conducted in hopes of finding the guys. So here's another example of a shooting in New Orleans, which is pretty common there, and then police doing door-to-door searches. I guarantee they're not asking you to come in. They're just barging in. Another violation of the Fourth Amendment, of course.
Yeah. I totally hear you.
So, yeah, it's all happening, isn't it? It's all happening. Media news, media stream. We have to be careful that we don't end up just repeating this bogus... PSYOPs is a word for it. PSYOPs. There's so much of it. So I kind of appreciate the people on the independent side of media, people writing and breaking into that. We do need the journalists to start to, you know, if they're like in the news, supposed to be giving us the news, to start telling the truth. Stop making up stuff. Stop listening to the person next to you on the desk next to you and just repeating what they're saying. You know, actually go out and, you know, have a look. Is that like too much to ask? I mean, I don't think so. I heard some things about people getting kidnapped and so forth. Is somebody typing there? I've got real loud typing coming over. Yes, a while ago, a group of individuals actually kidnapped a member of the press. I've released them, apparently, without any injuries and stuff. But as a warning to them, start telling the truth. You know, stop making up these lies. So, yeah, I do not condone that kind of action. I really don't. As far as I'm concerned, it's almost stepping into the same arena. But you know, it's all right to call a man a terrorist when you've bombed his family. He's angry. And, you know, when his kids are dead and his home's been, his livelihood's gone. And, you know, you just, I don't know. How can we just suddenly turn around now and say, these people are bad and these people are, what for? Because they're upset, because they've lost their lands and their livelihood. You know, I often try to put myself in the position of, you know, well, I suppose what you call my enemy. Put myself in their shoes, you know, try to see it from where they are. Try to feel what they feel in those circumstances. And it's pretty shit. You know, it really is. When you actually do that, you know, it's like, my God, really fortunate. Oh, don't get me right. I mean, from one perspective, my life's been totally shite. You know what I mean? It has. But on the other side of it, I've managed to have the experience. I'm here. I have survived it, you know. But gosh, we're lucky. You know, is that what it is? A lottery? Just a lottery? I mean, because my parents were in this country and they had sex and I was born here. That's it. You know, if I was in another country and I was born in another country, would I now be starving and, you know, fighting and scratching and, you know, waiting for a US or English drone? Because don't go kind of pointing the finger at them. We've got drones now, you know, not me personally, you know. But, you know, well, yeah, I suppose in a way I have to pay some tax. I do my best to be kind of thrifty with my money and not buy stuff I don't need, because, you know, it's not that I don't think you should have nice things or we can have beautiful stuff. I don't think that. I think you can, but, you know, it's buying stuff we don't require and paying that tax to other people. Somebody typing again. I've got real loud banging. Is it just me? I'm tripping out again. So, yeah, it's tricky. You know, I struggle with this. I really do struggle with it. How do we navigate through it? Is there anything we can actually do? Is there anything we can actually do? Is there solutions to these issues? Seems if you get into any of them, you know, whichever you choose, you know, and there's a few things around, you know, touched on a few myself, you become under this complete onslaught. You're putting your neck out for attack. And I really get why people don't want to say anything. Don't mention about what somebody coming from Pharma and perhaps, you know, somebody speaking up. And there is a link gone up on Facebook, actually, during your show, Dawn, regarding somebody who has done that. Those people are real brave people. Jilly yesterday, that really touched me. Rocky today, Barry brought in, the Canadians. Jan, who I think we've just lost, you know. Mikael, you know, I'm all of you, you know, there's too many of you for me to mention. I'm just mentioning the ones that have happened recently, you know. And people are actually putting themselves out there, putting them outside there, and they're not doing it. They're not doing it just to make a few quid or, you know, because they need a roof over their head or they need internet. They've already got all that. They've already got that. They're doing it because they want to make a difference. They want to be part of the solution, you know. They don't like what's going on. And, you know, they're not actually going into a church or going into a political arena and begging somebody else to sort it out for them. Now, I'm not having a go at people with faith in God and stuff. If that's your bag, that's fine. But I suggest it's us who are here to solve it. You know, I'm here to do my little bit. You're there doing your little bit. And that, you know, what's the point otherwise? Yeah, let's try and stay focused on that. At least us lot inside these mythical walls of our dark city. And we get asked about that quite a lot. Why do you call it the dark city? Why not the light city? Well, there is a light city. Of course there is. It lies deep, deep in the heart of the dark city. You think we were going to let you all in like that? You think we were going to reveal everything about who we are and what we're doing? So you could do what? Data miners, collect information, again, pick up every single word we drop. Every time we're tired, use it to try and assault us. Every time you think one of us is weak, use the information you've gathered over weeks to compile into evidence to try and pull us down. You think we didn't know you'd try? Do you think when we're here and we're saying, oh, we're tired and we're weak and we're all worn out, we haven't got enough crew, you think we're telling you the truth? Have you not heard us? Have you not heard the collective voice? Have you not felt the energy of these people who gathered together? Have you not given it any thought at all? You step back from a little, just for a little moment, and recognize what you've got yourself. Can't stop us. We're an idea. We're an idea. You take one of us out. Yeah, that's right, you can. Get one of us running around in a circle, getting so fucking confused they don't know what they're doing. Run around, blame others. Make out everything's all right. And pretend. Just pretend. You see, that's easier than dealing with yourself. Dealing with your own emotions, becoming grounded in yourself, recognizing these things in yourself and giving yourself a chance. Giving yourself a chance is tricky. It's hard. You're going against the grain now. That's what you're doing. You're going against the grain. But I suggest it's the only way. If you don't know, if nobody's informed you, then what can you do? What can you do? If you're totally oblivious and you don't know, then that's fine. So, what to do? A mate of mine said unite. That's what we needed to do, is unite. Unite in common cause, common understanding, common ground. Of course, we'd change them words a bit, wouldn't we? We would change. Oh, welcome back, John. So, yeah, and I think that's what we're doing in our little ways. We are uniting people, coming together and sharing their experiences. It is inspiring people. It's great to hear that. You know, it really buzzes me up when I hear we've inspired somebody else to do it. Some of the young artists that we've got, Connor, unbelievable. Sam, who we just got. He's only done one tune. I play it as often as I can. How cool is that? I feel honoured. I kind of know what honour is. You know, that these people would actually come and look here. I spoke to Connor. He's just reappeared like that. So much talent, and it's so pleasing, personally pleasing. And if that's all right, you know, if I'm not going to get beat up from actually enjoying what I've been doing. Yeah, it has been. It's been a blast. It's been a real blast. But I'm going to have to start doing a bit less of this. Otherwise, I wouldn't be practicing what I've been preaching, you know. I'd become an hypocrite. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to start to step back quite a lot from what I've been doing at Dark City. Now, that isn't to mean that I'm going away, right? I'm not going away. Of course, I want to keep this up and running. But to me, it's to keep the live stream up and running. The shows are very important, and I will produce for those people that I've said that I'll produce for. Of course I will. However, I'm not going to be doing as many of the shows as I've been doing, because I'm getting, how could you say, there's too much. It's too much for one person to do. And by stepping back, now I know it is quite stable, it's not finished, don't get me wrong, but by stepping back a little bit, it'll give me a chance to focus into some of the other projects that I've been working on. And don't think I'm not committed to Dark City Radio. I am as committed as anyone here. So, yeah, it'll give me a chance to get these servers set up better. And you won't have the keep dropping out of them like we've had. It'll also give me a chance to get sorted out on the hardware stability that we've had. We've had problems with those. The actual financing and paying for Dark City will give me a chance to get that. So our immediate future is not under attack, as Chris is quite rightly put in the jingle. So, yeah, we don't actually need anything from anybody. You are welcome to join us here, of course. That's free. It's free to join. You're already a member, of course. You know, this is still, for the time being, your radio. Can that still include all? You see, when I kicked off, I said all are welcome. As long as you agree, all are welcome. And I like to speak my truth, mate, to all of you. I think you deserve that. Well, over the last few weeks, some people have thought that I'm not welcome here. That I am the hierarchy, I am the head, and that I own Dark City Radio. That's not the truth. It is a role that I was willing to play. But it's not a position that I could take, because there is no position of authority at Dark City Radio. Of course, I do put the hours in, and that does, as somebody being here, helps people to connect together. And that gets a lot of it done. There's no disputing that. And so I'll be able to do that. I like to do that. I like to make sure the shows are run. I like to see the producers come along and I sit back and I don't have anything to do. It gives me a strange sense of well-being to know my brothers and sisters are all right and they can get on doing what they all love to do if I'm not there. If I'm not there. It means I could take it or leave it. It means I get a choice. So, yeah, I do want to make sure it's stable. I'm not leaving it. I'm just backing away from it. I'm just backing away from it. Like I say, I am not the hierarchy. There is no hierarchy. And there are many that think I have the authority to make decisions. Unfortunately, they are mistaken. I do not have the authority to make decisions here. As I mentioned before, Bob Earthwise put that right on the head. We're organic. We're organic. If you're looking for a group of people where we can have meetings to discuss what's happening, we've already had those meetings. They're organic. They involve the people who are actually there along with us. Within the political systems that we actually see, you don't get that. They're not organic. They don't work organically. They secularize people and say you are this or you are that and they are the other. They don't promote change. They don't want swifter change. They want people to be rigid in ideology and start to defend their position of a political persuasion, of a religious doctrination. Eventually it becomes geographical. Sexual, we'll use anything. Segregate. So yeah, we could actually embrace unity. We could say let bygones be bygones. We all embrace one another and we'll all move along swift. And that's what I attempted to do when we said here we are, we are Dark City and all are welcome. Just agree, all are welcome. All are welcome. Of course, we weren't talking about any city because there is no Dark City. It doesn't really exist except within our imaginations. We imagine the walls of this city. We build the towers. That's what it is. It's as real as we make it with our imagination. Could it defend us? No. But it could stop us being scared. It could help us stop being scared and fearful of events that we don't know, because none of us know what's going on here. I don't. Blew me away about 2 months ago. The flash of the Dark City, the inspiration of you lot of people coming together. That weren't me. That was you. I sat here and observed it. I observed it. I know what I saw. I saw the beginning of a revolution. I witnessed it. One without one single victim, where we can embrace our enemies of the past and call them brothers and sisters, where we can come together, where we can be who we truly are. Is that too much? Is it too much to ask? Jan, get in there.
No, I don't think so. We are divided by artificial walls. We just have to tear them down and come together to make a brighter future for ourselves. Stop being so fucking lazy.
Yeah, stop being so fucking lazy. I like it. Yeah, that put it in the nutshell, didn't it? I think, I don't know, I feel like I'm lazy sometimes. I always feel like there's more I can do, and I know there probably isn't. I know we all do make a difference every day, and, you know, if we could accept that. Sometimes it's hard to tear down them walls, Jan. I mean, I lived in a fake reality for years, where I thought I was around people who cared about me, who loved me, make sure I was all right in hard times. And when those hard times came, they took what they could and deserted me. Now, I don't have an issue with that. That's what people do. But not all of us. Not all of us do that. Some of us are different. And it warms my heart to come across so many different people. Do you know? So many different people. All in a sense living our dreams. All right, some are nightmares. Some are nightmares. That's where we were woken up into. That's what I woke up into, a nightmare. You know, people telling me to wake up. I've been telling people for years. I didn't have a fucking clue what was going on along me, Jan. Didn't know. I was blind. I was as blind as anybody else, maybe. Go on, mate.
That's the way it's supposed to be. And then they want to keep us ignorant and in the darkness. So we have to seek the light to make a difference in the world, I think. And when we have to come together and stop being divided. Stop the divide and conquer philosophy and
Jan, you seem
do the opposite.
We haven't spoke much, mate, but you seem pretty tuned in to me, man. Do you actually reckon that we could have already achieved it? Maybe, you know, something has to be whole to be divided, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure.
So maybe
we are all one. The division is just a perception.
I think so, Jan. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm beginning to see. Like, in where I think in my head, that's the first thing I noticed. It's the way I'm thinking. And more so, when I'm having them little working things out in my mind, who the fucking hell am I working them out with? Do you know what I mean? Am I in there on my own working it out? And then you kind of settle into yourself. And it looks like the idea that I had was not actually my idea.
No, it's part of the collective subconscious, I think.
I think you're touching on it, man.
Have to remember stuff. It's not about learning. Mm. But all the distractions make us confused and divided.
Mm. So the division, I kind of like to see the division. I like to stand between the division and begin my integration from there, because at least you know where you are. And, you know, right next to the division, within consciousness, right... Yeah. Hemisphere of brain and stuff like that. Well, like you said, before you have division, you must have the whole.
Yes.
So polarity must be right next to singularity. And a singularity would be the source within that way of thinking.
Yeah, sure.
Would we not be, or will we not be next to the Source where we were in Division?
I think we are a part of Source.
I would agree. We must therefore be part of the whole.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
It's just like if you go to that big advert post you see outside on walls and stuff. If you go close enough, you see it's a lot of tiny dots. But if you go like 10 meters, 20 meters from it, you would see a picture because it's all a part of the whole, but it's made up of smaller parts.
Right, so we're rolling with this, Jan, yeah? We're rolling with this now. That's what we call it here in the North. We're rolling, bro. So we've got, right, well, we're all part of the all.
Yes.
Most of us are living within Division, and we're not aware of that. So where's the enemy? Which part of the all is the bit that we want to get rid of, and where are we going to put it? That's my question, Dan. Where do we put the bad bit out of the whole that we've perceived to be bad? How could it be bad? I don't get it. It just doesn't work in my head.
You have a dominant minority. That's the enemy. It's not the people of the same social strata. We are the division of religion and race and sex and all the divisions that they have put there are artificial. We are one working class, and we outnumber them totally. So the game is over for them when people wake up to the fake division that we are put into. Then it's finished overnight.
I reckon as well, mate.
Yeah.
I reckon as well.
You have more in common with a Muslim and a Buddhist and people doing voodoo of the working classes than you have with your elites back in the United Kingdom, even if you're from the same country.
I am absolutely totally with you, man. I really do. I think on one side of it, what the so-called elites do, or the big corporate entities, if you do exactly the same, you're demonized.
Yeah.
Exactly the same as them. Exactly the same.
Yeah, if you look at the actions of a corporation, it's a psychopathic personality. You cannot get away with that in real life, what the corporations are doing, but since they are corporations and not responsible for their own actions, and they are legal fictions, they can do it, and they spend a lot of money promoting the corporations as good when they are the total opposite, I think.
Yes. Yeah, man. And also religion, we could throw in that pile, couldn't we?
Yeah, sure.
We could also throw in... we got political, religious, even social,
yes.
Geographical division. And that's yep. been used to us. You know, a number of people who turn around and say, I am English. No, you're not.
If you go 500...
Roman. It's called Rome, New Rome. It's not called Britain.
If you go back 500 years, there were no racism. People did not see people with another color as different from themselves. It's a new invention. It's a tool of social division. That's it.
Yeah. Well, man, I mean, it's... what do we do? I mean, the thing is that we have to show people that... I mean, we've hardly spoke. We got together this evening. We're chatting. We came together under the Rick Simpson cause. Because it's a worthy cause. And now we're having a conversation... about, I suppose, inner division on a level that each one, every single listener could begin the process, if they haven't already, of recognizing where they are.
Yeah, all people are victims of social engineering, and that's what it's all about. It's subconscious programming of the population to fight each other and don't cooperate and stand up for themselves. It's... easy. It's basic psychology, really. Behaviorism. It's an efficient tool for the dominant minority. We have to stop it. It's madness. It's It has to end as soon as possible, I think. It's artificial. It's not natural.
Oh, and you know, you just said it's artificial and it's not natural, man, and I've been having loads of issues with what, and your Turkish friends are back, Chris, in the chat room, flooding it as we speak. I have no idea why they would, these so-called Turkish hacking group, would be having a go at stuff. I really not. Don't look, Prisoner's in there. Prisoner, don't worry about it, mate. Don't worry about it. Just sit back in your chair and roll a fat one, Prisoner. Don't worry about it. Let him get on with it.
Anyway,
chill out.
Well, it was quite funny, man. They did it once before, and that's where they tried to hack our jingle come from. I don't know if the Turkish hacking group have noticed, but we stole your music. No, no, no. It really was quite funny, the irony. Well, they were hacking our room. Somebody was ripping the music off their site. Yeah, and if you listen carefully, we're advertising for you. The Turkish Hacking Group. You know, we're the only people that actually put their music up on our radio and play it with our hacker jingle. And the stupid children still come and flood it. I don't think it's them. Personally, that's why I said leave it. I don't think it's got anything to do with the Turkish Hacking Group. Do you know? Ridiculous. None at all. And they're just kids who are going under the name, you know, using force of good people, using their force, you know, hiding behind their mask, you know, pretending, oh, yes, I'm this and I'm that. I'm a member of the truth movement. What do you do? What do you do? Where's your movement based? Facebook, YouTube and Google. I'll tell you what, when you manage to get Satan's cock out your mouth, right, when you've stopped choking, we'll start listening to you again. You can't tell us you're a member of the truth movement and you've based your entire movement on what? Google, can you not hear what you're saying? Have you not done any research at all? And I'm not talking to the ignorant people here, I'm talking to all them researchers who've been researching this for donkey's how long. You know, 9/11. 9/11 was a what? A psyops. 7/7 was a what? Psyops. Come on, that's all they are, to take hundreds of thousands of man hours of good people that you could use in a creative manner to make swift change on this planet, which would benefit every man, woman and child. But what did you choose to do? Research bullshit that if you did find out, wouldn't make any difference. What? So you do find out what's happened. What are you going to do? Go and wreak retribution on somebody for something that you can't do nothing about now? They're dead. Nothing you can do about it. Tough shit. Move along. Well, it is, man. Like, give us something to work with today. We'll work with it, bro. I mean, we will, won't we? I mean,
distractions. Keep people busy running on the hamster wheel. Run, run, run.
Definitely, man. Yeah. Definitely. So... yeah, I can see why this wouldn't be coincidental. Why we'd have all these server dropout, blah, blah, blah. And then, we can't stop them. We're going to go and flood the web. We're going to go and spoil the chat. It's all right. We'll send Vostu out to troll you on the internet again. With his 9-foot fiery penis. See how you like that? When you're all there in your virtual world pretending. Yeah. Really funny. So if you are entering the chat room and you'll suddenly get voice if you are recognised, if you're not recognised at the moment, well, I'll come back later. Come back later. Like I say, we opened up the Dark City to everybody, but some people just pissed off in general, aren't they? It doesn't matter what you do. They're going to get angry, they're going to point the finger at you and they're going to get very upset. And then at the end of it all, yeah, they'll point the finger at you, get very angry and get very upset.
Waste of energy.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we all get pulled down that rabbit hole. Don't beat yourself up. Forgive yourself as soon as possible. Embrace your brothers and sisters with gladness and thanks. And let's become the ones we're looking for.
Yes. Don't.
If you're nervous and you're scared, join us on Dark City. We can't do it for you.
No. You have to apply some free will.
Yeah, and we can't do it for you. There are no contracts, so you're free to come and go You're free to come, but you can never leave. So, but if you are feeling a bit timid, then you are feeling it, get up here. We'll give you anonymity if you need it. Don't ring on a mobile phone. I can't do it that way. If you're ringing on a mobile, unless you block your own number, then you will get anonymity on here. You can, we can get your voice changed. We can set you up. If you are someone on the inside who wants a true voice that will not edit you, you will be able to speak what you're saying. Like I say, we don't want no violence, no personal attack, no racism. It does happen. People get angry. That's understandable. We deal with a lot of passion and a lot of topics that most would choose to stay ignorant in. Well, for all you people who have been willfully ignorant, please surrender. Unconditionally, surrender. You know there's a viable alternative. Please take that alternative. We still plea for integration. But do not think we are not strong enough to defend. Although we do not, it is through choice that we choose. Not to lash out, not to assault. It's a choice. Make sure you've got it. Don't let become coerced into a position where you're ready to assault your brothers and sisters for some mumbo jumbo bullshit fed to you by religious or media corporate streams. Because that's what they are. Gangsters. Villainous thugs. That's all they are. They're not the people. They're the people who make up the religions. People of faith. They're not thugs. They're not. The people who work within the corporations, they're not thugs. But the system itself, that's exactly what they are. And they know that. They know it. We're not scared of you. All you can do is kill us. That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
You can kill our body, but not our spirit. And our soul doesn't die. So.
You got me, man. And I tell you what, strike this body down now. I'll have another one back quicker than you can.
Yeah, sure. We reincarnate. Nothing to be worried about.
Ooh-wee! I'll cause you far more shit than I can do with a 2-bit radio station outside the outskirts of Manchester. But watch us grow. Watch us spread. Like my brother Bob said, and I'm proud to call him brother. Organic. Organic. Right, we've got another show coming on. We've got to get off. I've run late. My apologies to everybody in the entire world for everything. You might as well have it now because it ain't going to happen again.